Blog Talk Radio.
Two other females, so I can't give you custody of your kid.
get the fuck out of here.
I was so glad they locked our ass up. And they stopped manhandling our ass at the end.
I do feel justice for
serving. This is terrible, man. I mean, it's terrible to act like that in court. In court. And the judge told him, you say one more thing, your ass going to jail. Oh,
and
no.
Then he hit her with 24 hours. She kept running her mouth.
Right.
He hit her with 48 hours. She kept talking.
Kept talking. That shit is retarded, man. I mean, where did we go wrong, man, when it gets to that point? And it's all about the kid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, wow, really? Okay, well, who's it about?
I mean, I understand the situation is about the child going to court, and the custody is about the child. But all that bitterness and shit that's going on, that ain't about the child at all.
Okay, you need to, okay, explain that, please. Did you just say the custody is not about the child?
No, that is not what I said. I said I understand that being in court in the custody case is all about the child, but the bitterness and all the anger and shit that's displaying in this video that I'm watching right now has nothing to do with the child. None of that has anything to do with the child. Those are all emotions and bitterness and hate.
Okay, so you believe that her ass should have went to jail, right?
I concur. This is from what I'm watching, it's some foolishness.
Okay. This is, it's retarded. It's absolutely retarded. Like I said, where do we get to the point where as parents, I mean, we hate each other that much. How could you, I mean, you laid down, both of y'all decided to lay down together. Y'all had unprotected sex. And the baby came out. You didn't hate me then. Why do you hate me so much now? Because we didn't work out? I moved on? I mean, come on. That's all that shit about? He don't want to ask no more.
It ain't hard to hate nobody that much for whatever the reason may be.
I mean, she even said it. He got a girlfriend. He got a mistress. Right, he ain't got you, man. He don't want you. So now you taking that out on the child. You know, and I've been there. My daughter's mother did that same shit. I mean, she didn't do it in court. But she fed that negative shit. But when my child got old enough, she understood what was going on. But that's, I had to face that shit for a few years. I mean, that shit don't even make no sense, man. I'm so glad she went. I don't want to see nobody locked up, especially nobody black. I'm so glad she went to jail. I really am.
A lot of disturbing shit on Facebook today.
Well,
I don't know about the rest of that shit.
Here's the thing that I was looking at. I mean, he told her, the judge told her, you've been keeping that baby from him. And with all the type of shit, we got so many situations going on, you know what I'm saying? Especially like I just seen a case where, I mean, this is a recent case too, in Gary, where little kids got burnt up.
I saw that too,
because,
man. That shit was so fucking
because
sad.
The mama, right, because the mama, and my heart goes out to those kids too. And now from my understanding, the daddy was trying to get the kids, but the mama just didn't want him to do it. You know, and it's like if the male, the father can provide a better life, Not to say that he's just taking your child, but you might want to try to get on your feet a little bit more. Why would you like, no, you ain't taking my kid? If he can provide better, then why wouldn't you let him?
Because of the money, man. It's money. You on all those motherfucking programs all because of those kids. They take those kids, those programs in. You're done. You got to go get a job. You ain't getting no more free money, free food stamps and all that bullshit. And that's coming from motherfuckers. I don't get shit free. But that's what it's all about, man. The child support, the welfare, the food stamps, the health care. You ain't got to pay for none of that shit. They taking all that shit away if you give up those kids. So she going to fight like a motherfucker.
But do you understand
how
much...
To the point where you kill the kids. That's fucked up. You going to kill your kids? How can you kill your own kids?
Well, now, she didn't intentionally kill the kids. The kids, from my understanding, had put a, you know, they was playing with fire, playing with the stoves. Now, they put a blanket or something over the stoves. I don't know. They probably seen a cartoon where they making smoke signals or some shit. You never know. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, you got situations where, okay, this month, he's living better. He can provide better. Might be better school than when he stay at or anything. Why in the hell would you just be like, no?
It's the programs, man. I'm telling you, though.
Okay.
It's those fucking programs.
Okay. Hold on, bro. Everybody not on welfare. Every woman ain't on welfare. Every woman ain't waiting on the check. We can't just stereotype every woman as that. So.
Well, no, I'm not saying every single woman. But I guarantee you, in 99% of those cases, if those women are on aid, listen to me. If that woman, if those women, listen to me, man. If they're on any kind of aid, they're getting any kind of assistance because of those kids, they are going to fight tooth and nail to keep those kids, whether they. Doing the kids right, taking care of the kids or whatever. I mean, I just saw some people in, I think it was Detroit, where they had cut off food stamps. They had some kind of glitch. They had cut off food stamps, and all these women was at the food stamp office with their kids. Looking good than a motherfucker, and the kids fucked up. Hair ain't done. All kind of, did y'all see that story?
Nah, I didn't see that one.
Delightful, did you see it?
I did not.
But those kids, man, the little girls, their hair ain't done. And you can tell they just came from getting their shit done. Nails done. Okay, they on the TV. It's the same thing, man. They fighting for that motherfucking aid, man.
Yeah, but...
If you went to your daughter, when she was little, her baby mama is on that assistance. You making, I don't know, let's say you making 50 grand a year. You just got a new job and everything. You about to fucking move to Maryville. You go to your baby mama. She on assistance now. You tell her, well, look, I just got this new job. I just bought this big house in Maryville. And I think so-and-so should come and live with me. You think she's going to just let you take the baby? No, she's not. She's going to fight you tooth and nail. Even if she ain't a sister, it's just the fact of who it is.
Okay. First off, Lord. Every mother that is on assistance is not on an employment list. I don't know a real woman. I'm going to go on a limb and say you're not talking about a real woman. We're talking about little girls or lazy motherfuckers that y'all had no business sleeping with in the fucking first place to make a baby.
I was with you till you said that because it takes two. You can't just blame the man.
I'm just saying, if you're going to put it in that perspective, as if, you know, she being the bitter baby mama and she don't want to lose the aid and I'm better and this, that, and that. Okay, well, then obviously, you know, you made an unconscious choice, because obviously she still wants you. That's the way he's bringing it. You know, she's bitter because you done moved on. You're doing better, this, that, and other. So I'm just using it in this scenario.
Okay.
Don't nobody give a damn about them benefits. 9 times out of 10, whether you got joint custody or not, let me finish. 9 times out of 10, whether you got joint custody or not and getting aid such as food stamps, Medicaid, whatever, the father still has to pay child support. The father still has to provide insurance. The father still has to do this. So them cutting that off is not really hindering them. You're losing a food stamp. And let's be clear on this. Most Black, Caucasians, Mexicans, whatever the case may be, know how to beat the system. Okay, you got the kid. I'm still finna get this. I'm finna give you this. Like, I mean, come the fuck on. That ain't that goddamn deep. Here, take your kid. Give me a break.
Not if you're getting all that assistance.
But you think about it. I don't need that. I don't need. Okay, listen though. The assistance is for the kids. You're getting Medicaid for the kids. You're getting food stamps for you and the kids. You're getting. We can stretch it as far as housing for the kids. If she still has joint custody, she still has them 6 months out of the year, so she still qualifies for that fucking housing because she has them 6 months out. What is she losing? Her bills go down.
No. We flipped it. Delightful. You must have missed it. We flipped it. He came out and said he wants to take the kid because he can give the kid a better life. So he's going for full custody because he can give the kid a better life than you can at this point in time.
Okay.
I mean, he
even
got the big
still.
House. He got the nice job. But you want all
okay,
that motherfucker.
I don't
all
those think
benefits.
That has. I still don't think that has nothing to do with the benefits. Because if you got them full time, you don't need all that shit. That's just that goes back to bitterness. They're just bitter. That's just it's just bitter. Period. Point blank. It's just bitter. Nobody, man.
Delightful. Stop talking and listen to me.
I hear you.
You have the kid. You have the kid. Let's say okay, it's your kid. It's you and his kid. The child lives with you now. You got him completely. You got him every day. Dad comes to see him when he can. Now, his scenario is he has a better job now. He done went and bought this big-ass house. He making 50, 60, 70 grand a year. He can give the kid a better life than you can, obviously. You make it 25, 26,000 a year. He making 70. So he can give the kid a whole lot better life than you can, financially anyway. And now he wants to get the kid full custody. Why would you fight him? He can give the kid a better life. It's
not
like he's saying you can't never see the kid.
I'm not about to fight him.
So you're just going to give your kid up?
It's their father.
You're
going to
say, here, come get
up.
This motherfucker.
I'm not giving anything up. I can be a parent to my child at their father's house.
Okay, now let's say
you want them benefits. How is that any different from me raising them and them being the outside parent?
I don't know, but you know what? I give you props on that because I don't know too many mamas that's going to get their babies up. I don't give a fuck what the father say. Or what the father got. I'm sorry. I don't know too many women that's going to be like, okay, come get this. I mean, you know, unless he out there doing dumb shit where she just can't do nothing with him no more. But if this is a little bitty kid, 3, 4, 5 years old, I don't know too many mamas going to give him more.
Okay. 3, 4, 5, you're stretching. You're stretching. Like, seriously, 3, 4, 5, those are no things that a child needs their mother. I don't give a damn what type of better life you can give them. You stretching there. I might not even consider that one. But 8 and up, yeah, you can. I can still be a parent, a very active fucking parent, with you staying at your dad's house. just like you would expect the male to be a very active parent and them living in your house and you're not together.
So in your opinion, how come women don't do that? Why they got to fight the father tooth and nails?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just asking your opinion. In your opinion.
They make it hard for me. I'm trying to tell you. Cause if I thought their dad was capable of, and I'm not, let me not even say that he was capable because he is capable. If he came and wanted them, as much as I hate them, hate that man, as much as I do, that my kids tend to listen to him better. My kids tend to be more scared of him. He actually might do a better job than I would, honestly. If you do some shit that I wouldn't do and I wouldn't agree with, that doesn't make him a bad parent. Take him. I can be a parent from over here. And very active one, so much so that you might not dislike me. You might dislike me a little more. But I can be a parent. You're not going to cut me out of my child's life. I gave birth to that at the end of the day. So you're not, no matter where they're at, whether they're with you, a grandparent, whoever, whatever the situation may be, you're not cutting me out of my kid's life. So I will be just as active as I am in their life while they're living with me, while they're living with him.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, I hear you saying that, and okay, but I mean, you don't think you're going to be able to just walk in my door when you want to, do you?
I mean, I get all that. I get that I just came bombard your house, this, that, and other, but I can still be an acting parent. I can still not miss these shows. I can still go pick my kids up after school and do homework with them 2-3 hours. I don't have to be an absentee parent. I can be a parent in another home.
Okay, I give you that, but I'm just saying, I mean, if you think you're just going to sit there in my house all damn day and then...
No, I don't want to sit in your house. I'm going to pick my goddamn kids up and we're going to go to our house where they still have their rooms and their shit, be a parent and drop their ass back off to you. That's fucking co-parenting that people don't seem to know
what
the fuck
is. I'm glad you brought that up. Let me ask you a question, man. Okay, you got custody. Kids live with you. Does the mother, does she have to run everything by you? Does she have to say,
what?
Okay, well, I'm gonna pick little Joy up from school today? Does she have to run that by you, or is it just like, okay, you can just get them whenever you want?
No, you're gonna do the same.
Can I answer that?
Hold on. It's going to be the same way. The same way as if she was staying with you and I want to do all that, yes, you're going to let me know that you're doing this. And you're going to, I mean, I'm not going to dispute you if that's what you want to do. But, yeah, you're going to let me know. You're not going to just walk up to this school and be like, I'm going to get her. No.
Okay.
Because,
all right.
I feel like this is what we go through. When, I mean, you know, I couldn't, I did do it, but, I mean, I caught a lot of flack from it the days that I remember one time, though, I went, you know what I'm saying, and she had a class, and I'm like, well, she's like, I don't know, the class, she was like, you know, she was getting like an A out of class. So I was like, I'm going to come get you a little early, and I'm going to take you to lunch, you know, because I was living out of town. I was like, I'm going to come get you early. I'm going to take you to lunch. So I went, got her, picked her up, took her to lunch, brought her back to school. You know, she told her mother. Her mother went so ballistic, dog, that she took me off the list. He's not allowed to pick her up anymore. Because I took her to lunch.
For what?
That's some petty shit.
She took me off the list.
Now, with that being said, I do believe that you need to transpire between parents. And I only say that because I feel like that makes both of y'all look like a bad parent and makes both of y'all look dumb. Case and scenario, I went to pick up my daughter from daycare and her dad had picked her up. I had no knowledge of that. So you just let everybody in the fucking world know that we at odds, that we can't cope. Like, how dumb do I look going to pick? I drop my daughter off and I go pick my daughter up and she's not here and I don't know where the fuck my daughter's at.
Okay,
but because you are on the list as her father, you can do that.
But okay, it wasn't like I didn't bring her back though. I see. What
I know
said,
that's what I said. That's petty. But I'm saying what she did, that was petty because you took her back to school. She still got home. She went where she was supposed to go that morning and came back home accordingly. However, in another case scenario, if you had picked her up and didn't take her back to school and dropped her off later past her time,
I would have told. I would have told her, hey, I got her with me for the rest of the day. But I would have
saw nothing wrong with that.
I didn't live there. You know what I'm saying? I don't live there anymore. So I came in town. I actually came to town on some business. And I'm like, my business got over a little early, you know. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my kids. I'm going to go get my kids and I'm going to take them all out to lunch. You know, she was still in school. And I'm like, well, you know. And I'm like, how are you doing in the class? She's like, I got to get out this class. Oh, okay, well, you know, one day won't kill you, you know. And we all went to lunch, me, her, my other daughters. And, you know, she was excited about it. So she went back and she went and told her mom. Like, you know, my daddy came up there, took us out to lunch. You know, like, hey, I'll get, well, he came and got me out of, you know, the class right before lunch. Next day, he's not allowed to take her out of this school. And it, really? But then you turn around. I need you to get her. Well, I can't get her now, can I? Because you took me off the list.
Exactly. Man, I went to pick my daughter up once, man. I picked up. She was freshman. Picked up from the school, right? It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. She called me. She was having some issues or something. Something was going on. She called me. I went up there and picked up. You know, this motherfucker called me and told me she about to call the police because I kidnapped her. I need to bring her home right now or she calling the police. And she's telling the police
hours.
That I kidnapped her.
Well,
I'm like,
hours.
Are you serious? Are you fucking serious? Man, I was hot. Oh, my mama was ready to go over there and do something, man. I was hot than a motherfucker, man. She actually said she was going to call the police and said that I came up to the school and kidnapped her.
I've never been that. I mean, I don't know. I just ain't never been that damn angry. Keep your
kids
away
from
you.
There is no reason. No reason to be that angry. But hold on a second, man. Hold on a second. All right, so everybody listening on the internet, the number to call is 563-999-3059. You want to put your, you got something to say about this? I know a lot of people got something to say about this. I know a lot of people living this shit right now. Call in, let your voice be heard. Once again, 563-999-3059. And for you people across the pond, you got to put a 1 in front of it. All right, go ahead, man.
That man cut me off. I actually forgot what I was about to say.
Say that again?
Nevertheless, I said I actually forgot what I was about to say. But nevertheless,
oh, okay.
Like I said, I think us is like, looking at that video, man, dude, I mean, I don't know what happened. And, you know, maybe they did have a war words before, that other part started showing. But when the judge told him to calm the fuck down, he calmed the fuck down when he told him. All right, you know, and the judge, and you know what, I will go as far as to say, us as men, we do shit too. We do shit too. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like all the women do everything. We do shit too. You know, but I just believe, you know, It's like when you get to that situation where a motherfucker, it's a, to me, I just feel like the leverage is so, then got so out of control, because the women feel they got so much leverage. Oh, well, I got custody, so you can't do shit. You can't do shit. And a lot of times us as men, we don't listen to nothing that, you know, that the judge say. Because they'll tell you, well, you got rights as a parent. Like, they'll tell you, you got, like, in one case, they told me I could go get them every weekend. Another one told me I can go get it every other weekend. You know what I'm saying? Now, the one that I can get every weekend, she the one gave me the most flat. Oh, you can't come get her. You can't come get her. What you mean I can't come get her? You can't come get her. Okay. Well, I just had the police come get her.
Yeah.
Dude, and as much as, I'm going to tell you now. Them police can be some real bitches. Oh, them police can be some real bitches. Especially if they trying to fuck something. You know, and I would tell them, hey, can you get him the fuck away from here? Because, you know, this is about my child. This ain't about, he want to fucking hell. Go meet at the club. Shit, get that number elsewhere. Don't do it right now.
I hear shit like, why you think you gonna be free every weekend? And must be nice.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you like this.
Motherfucker,
put any motherfucker, I mean, any motherfucker that's listening to this, any motherfucker that, if you hear it next week, I mean, if you hear it tomorrow or something and you want to comment on it next week, be my guest. But I can honestly say, and I don't know too many people that say anything different, like me and this man, I know the shit that me and him went through. You know, I can actually sit there and say, you know, for all the bullshit that me and him talk about and all this, he's a great father. He's a great father, you know. I mean, we piggyback off each other. You know what I'm saying? We even go to each other for like, okay, well, dog, this happened, that happened. Did I handle? You think I handled that right? You know what I'm saying? Because I know he's gonna give me an honest answer. I'm gonna give him an honest answer. You know, well, damn, dog, you kind of overreacted, or shit, you kind of look perfect. You know, and with that being said, you know, you got some motherfuckers. I don't think that women even tell their friends, sisters, cousins, whatever. You know, they never tell them that they fucking up. Like, girl, you know, you got a good dude. You know, your baby daddy a good dude. You fucking up. All motherfucker do is piggyback. Oh, yeah, girl. He did this. He did that. And you see, you looking at her. You looking at her, you know she fucking up. Damn. You know, you wait till you get around other.
Shout out to my girl.
She's so fucking stupid. But then y'all would never tell the girl that she's stupid. Y'all never tell her, hey, you know what? You need to let that baby go see they dead.
I hear
you. Well, you know what, man?
Well, I have heard
everything you. I appreciate everything you just said about me, dog, but I got to let you in a little secret, man. When it comes to your youngest, I don't think she can't do no wrong in my eyes, man. I'm sorry.
Shit.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
That your youngest, that's my motherfucking buddy right there.
Yeah,
that's
because she's candy with your ass all damn day.
That motherfucker eat candy with the best of them, boy. We fucked them Laffy Taffys up. That's
boy,
my
she be waiting
right
on. She know when you coming. She be like, ooh, I already know. I got plenty of candy coming. All right, really? Yeah.
No doubt.
Y'all already know. She always tell y'all, Uncle Rob gonna bring some candy. He gonna bring, if he ain't bringing it, he gonna go to the store and buy a whole bunch of it, and he gonna leave it every, and he leave it every time.
I hope. Hold on, dog. We got a new caller. I know this ain't who I think it is. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's up? What's up? It's D.
Miss D. Miss D.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey.
What's going down? Check this out, D. Now, we actually, we got a little situation going on.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you can see it on my page or not. Maybe I just can't. And then again, maybe I ain't look that good. But if you can't see it on my page, you can look on Father Time's page. It was a situation where a male and female, they were in court over child custody. And I guess both of them probably was in court and they was acting a fool. And the judge kind of read both of them their rights. You know, he got on both their ass. But then his end decision was that they're going to have joint custody. Well, old girl snaps. She snaps. She goes off. She goes off to the point where she goes to jail. Her mama goes to jail. Like I said, I'm not sure if it's a boyfriend or a brother. He goes to jail. I mean, why do women get so bitter when they feel like that, you know, they ain't got full custody of the kid?
And it's his kid. See, that's the part that fucks me up.
Let's not forget that Palmer believes because she don't want to lose her benefits.
Well, I don't want to sit there and say it was about benefits. I don't know if she snapped because she was going to lose her benefits. Actually, if it's joint custody, she ain't going to lose no benefits anyway. But no, I never once said it was about benefits. I don't know what that case was about. All I know is she acted a goddamn fool. Her ass went to jail. And I don't know why any woman would be that motherfucking bitter. Because the kid, he is the father of the kid. Why do you not want your child to grow up with their father? Why? It's not that fucking serious because he don't want your ass no more? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, it depends on it depends on the situation. Like, every situation is different.
What, man? You was right. I didn't think I was going to hear it, but come on, D. Come on with it.
Every situation is different. I mean, depending on the relationship with the parent, you know, with the mother and the father, the situation is different. So a woman might feel
it should matter. It's the kid.
Well, you know, if I know that the situation that my child would be in would be not good for her or detrimental to her, I wouldn't want her. Like my daughter, for instance, I can give you a prime example. My daughter's father tried to get custody of her. The reason he tried to get custody or joint custody of her is because he didn't want to pay child support. Okay? So you want my child to come and live with you and some white girl in a trailer park where she could be living with me in the big house where I live at, that got all the rooms and everything, and you want her to sleep where? In the bed with somebody else or something else because you don't want to pay child support? You understand? It depends on the situation. No, I don't want you to have joint custody because the situation that you're living in isn't a good environment for my child. So if in that case, no, I wouldn't want them to have. But if the situation is good and the father is fine and have a good place, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, D, can I ask you one question? I hear what you're saying, but now that's judging by you, which I'm not saying that you ain't got a legitimate gripe, but now if the judge, let's just say, for instance, you know, we hypothetically speaking here, now, just say if you said what you said, and he she, to a certain extent, he agrees and say, well, yeah, you know, Your Honor, I don't, my house is not as big as hers. You know, I don't have my house, you know, I don't have all the things that she have, but what I do have is, you know, I can provide this, that, and other. You know what I'm saying? And the judge rules in the favor of, okay, joint custody. What would you do?
I mean, if the judge rules that way, it's nothing that you can do. But
would you be bitter and upset? Would you lash out? Would you say, you know, he ain't shit, this, that, and the other?
My thing is, I have too much to lose to lash out and act stupid and go to jail for something that I can't control.
I love your accent.
Because if the judge, so shut up. So if the judge already, you know what I mean? If the judge already said, well, we're going to have joint custody, I'm not going to act like a fool and lose my job or nothing else because, you know, I'm mad. You understand? But, I mean, like I said, the situation, maybe something happened. Something might be different. Why this person, her mom, and whoever else didn't act like fools? Because they probably know something or whatever. Or they probably just ghetto. I mean, some people just do that.
Okay.
I mean,
let me ask you a question. You keep saying the situation. Okay, you said your house is bigger. He lives in a trailer park with the white girl. Well, I don't even know what that got anything to do with. So what?
Because if my child can't sleep in a bed by herself, and you know, and all of that, then it's a problem for me. Because
but
that ain't
why even bring up the white
brother.
Girl?
Because
why bring
that's
up the,
where he lives.
It doesn't
in
matter who he with.
No, it don't matter because my grandmama white. That ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you living in a nasty place and my child got to be subject to nastiness and living with sleeping in the same bed with somebody, it's something different. You understand what I'm saying?
Hold on now. See, now, when you say that, I take exception to that because I slept in the same bed with my brother.
Okay, but that's your brother.
So what
girl,
does that mean?
That white girl kid is not no kin to my child, okay? They ain't married.
And you got to take into consideration what your kids are already accustomed to. If your kids ain't accustomed
right.
to sleeping in the bed with nobody else and having their own and, you know, having this, that, and that, to go from that to that, I mean, that,
my
that's
daughter,
a shell
this is what my daughter says. My daughter says, Mommy, I'm going to go to Daddy's house, but can you come and get me? I'm like, why you don't want to stay tonight? You know, and she said, because, Mommy, I don't want to sleep in the bed by myself sleep in the bed with her. But if I don't want to sleep in the bed with her, I have to sleep on the floor or on the couch, and I don't want to do that and blah, 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 you know. So, okay, my child don't want to do it, so I'm going to bring my child home or whatever. You know,
better get over it.
No, not me. Oh. My child is not going to be subject to something she is uncomfortable with. It'd be different if he was in his own
relationship.
Like
hold on. Can I say one thing? Now, I've had a conversation with my daughter. You know what I'm saying? My daughters are well, except my youngest one. All my other daughters are grown. And they told me, now that they're grown, they told me. They said, you know what? We knew how to play y'all against each other. And whenever we wanted to play y'all against each other, we would do little things like what you just said, D. We would call our mothers and say, ooh, she doing this or he acting like that. Because,
right.
you
and
know,
I
they didn't want
to.
They
do
didn't
that.
Wanna,
I did that
wanna,
with my brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But my child
lot of times,
is sick. My child is sick. She don't know no
oh,
like, she real serious.
She is.
My daughter,
yes, they do.
That's bullshit.
No, let me tell you something. My daughter,
man.
I can tell, you know your children, okay? I can tell when my child bullshitting me or she telling me the truth. My child was like Steven, like what? Because she bougie. Because, yeah, we live a certain kind of way.
I was on your side till you said that shit. These motherfuckers.
I'm saying my daughter.
These motherfuckers. These motherfuckers is way more advanced than us. Because I'm telling you.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is my daughter ain't playing about the fact that she like, oh, mommy, I don't want to. Oh, that's nasty.
But you know what? And I guarantee you this, D. I guarantee you this. When she having a good time, when she over there playing and having a good time, she can get two fucks less about what she sleep.
But
when some shit happens,
that's not true. Ain't nothing happened. She want to go over there. She, guess what? This is the thing. I understand what you're saying, but she want to go over there, time to go to sleep. She don't want to take a bath there, and she don't want to go to sleep there.
Let me ask you one question, dog. You say your daughter's 6 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
You actually truly believe in your heart at 6 years old she don't know how to play you and her father? You don't think she don't know how to do that shit by now at six?
Wait a minute. I'm not saying she won't know how to play, but what I'm saying is when she say she don't want to sleep there, whatever, she ain't playing. She real serious about
but,
that.
Yeah,
like she won't
exactly.
Go to sleep.
And she know exactly what to do to make you come get her. But now, so D, let me ask you this: what you saying is that your daughter has never slept at her dad's house?
My daughter slept at her dad's house until I understand why she was crying and acting like a fool.
No, D, hold on. That ain't what I asked you. Your daughter never slept at her dad's house?
She did.
Okay. D, listen to what I'm saying. And hey, we all fell victim to it. Me, you, him, her. We've all fell victim to this. And like I said, and I had to look at my kids, and, you know, we laughed about it. Because, like I said, my kids are grown now. You know, they was like, shit, whenever you pissed us off, oh, yeah, we pulled the mama card. We hurried up. Mama, this, that. But you know what? D, listen to me now. Just hear me out. Just let me finish.
I'm listening.
Okay, better question. Indeed, you a straight up. I know you're a straight shooter. So, I'm going to ask you this. D, every time your daughter came home, she cried?
My daughter called me on the phone crying half the night.
You're going around the question.
Yes.
Every time your daughter went over your... So
yes.
She went every time she went, and you still let her go.
I'm gonna let her spend time with her dad, and I'm gonna try to see. Listen. I let her go, but I'm gonna pick her up because I already know what's gonna happen. You understand what I'm saying? Because let me tell you, when I told her, look, you going on your dad's house, you gonna stay over there. I'm not trying to hear all that, whatever. Okay, I said this because I say put my foot down. Go ahead, you gonna stay there? So she cried so much to where the girlfriend then turned around, started yelling at my daughter, and then something happened, and she didn't put her hands on my child. So let me tell you something. My daughter don't go over there and stay tonight. She can go. I know it's something wrong when she want to come home, but then she want to go back to play, but she don't want to sleep there because the sleeping arrangements ain't good. She don't want to take a bath there because she said she can't sit out in the tub.
At the end of the day, what did you just say? You said, I put my foot down. I said, I'm not going to come and get you. You stand there.
Right.
I don't care what happened.
Listen.
But at the end of the day, your daughter calls you crying saying, I want to come home. You said, nope. But what? At the end of the day, you end up going to get her, didn't you? So she played you,
her daddy, and the white girl. I didn't go get her. You're not listening. I didn't go get her. My daughter cried all night, and the bitch told my daughter to shut up. My daughter would not stop crying, and that girl put her hands on my child.
Okay, so right now she don't go over there at all. Hold on, B. So what?
But she still got her way.
And exactly. And so her dad just said, "Fuck it, hey, Well, I'm just going to say, hey, white girl, beat my daughter ass.
No, her dad, dumbass, was asleep and wasn't even dealing with the situation. The girlfriend got mad because my daughter was crying and she couldn't sleep and she hit my daughter.
So, did you confront the lady?
Yeah, I did. Okay.
Let me ask you. Hold on. Stop, D. Did she tell you, yeah, I hit your daughter? Or did she deny it?
No, she denied it at first. No, she denied it at first because she didn't want her ass whooped. But once she got them papers that we went to court, it all came out because my daughter told the whole story to her babysitter and everybody else, how she hit her and did whatever to her, and I mean, a whole bunch of shit. Yeah.
So now, hold on. Now, Dee, listen to me. Now, listen. She said, and when she got in court, she went on and said, yes, I abused this child.
No, she said she hit her. She didn't say I abused this child. She said she hit her.
How long was okay? So and all of this. What did your daughter's father say?
Oh, at first he said, "Oh well, she disciplined all the kids the same." Blah, bitch. What? Number one, she don't put her hands on my child. The fuck? I was sleeping. Caitlin was crying, and she wouldn't go to sleep, and she popped up. No, bitch. Nobody pops my child.
All right, so Dee, let me ask you this. Same scenario, me and you living together. My daughter come over. She doing the same shit, yelling, screaming. I done been with time all night. I done came in, I'm drunk, I done passed the fuck out. What you gonna do with my daughter?
What I'm gonna do with her? She can cry, and I can sleep through the shit. Okay, I don't never touch nobody's child because I don't want nobody touching my child, okay? That's not no shit
that I do
or that I condone it. And, like, my mama didn't never, like, hit me. My dad hit me. My mother didn't believe in beating people. So, like, I got a whole different scenario in that. I'm never going to put my hands on nobody else's child, okay? So you going to deal with your daughter or she going to cry because I'm going to go to sleep. So that shit don't make me no never mind. I got 4 kids. Y'all can make all the noise y'all want to make. I'm going to go to sleep. Y'all can make it in y'all room. Goodbye. Good night.
I'm going to tell you like
I'm
this.
Not gonna...
If you got a son, I'm going to bust his motherfucking head. Nigga, you can't get your ass over there, then.
I'm not going to put my hands on nobody else's child neither, man.
I
can't speak for that.
That's not what I do. Okay?
But see, this is the thing, though.
My kids ain't never going to do shit to disrespect somebody for them to put their hands on them. Because that ain't the kind of kids I got.
Hold on. Dee, now, you ain't got no motherfucking angels now, Dee. Ain't a motherfucking
I got
kid
no
out
angels,
here.
But let me
hold
you
on now, Dee.
No, no,
I got to stop.
Let me
say. No,
what the fuck you want to say.
I didn't raise you.
I had men in this house. Wait a minute. And I didn't have men in this house. They ain't never had to raise that whatever. Because my kids no respect. They not going to disrespect.
So you been telling me your kids ain't never said nothing out the way to nobody?
No, sir. Now, they might say something out the way to me, but not nobody else. Hell no.
How old are your kids?
23,
18,
11, and 6.
I definitely
and they ain't never, ever disrespected nobody. Ever.
Hell no, especially not no man in my house. Are you crazy? They be scared for what I do.
You must work a lot. You must work a lot.
Me.
No, hell no.
Me,
hell no.
No.
They know better.
See, here's the thing. Now, time, I'm going to break this down for you. Now, here's the thing about disrespect. And y'all might not agree with me. Some of y'all will. Some of y'all won't. Some of y'all might like me. Some of y'all don't. But nevertheless, everybody has a different idea of disrespect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you may look and say, this kid may have said something that I felt was totally fucking disrespectful. But you may not feel that that was a disrespectful saying. Because a lot of, I'm not saying you, D, I'm just saying a lot of women be like, well, you know, kids are entitled to say what how they feel.
Oh, hell no.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you. But I'm saying.
I believe in respect.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that your respect level may be a tad bit different than mine. You know what I'm saying? So when your kids say something, you might not think that that's disrespectful, but I do. Now, I may not say
Let me stop you right there for a second. Now, I agree with everything you just said, but at the same time, if I'm with that woman and I tell that woman, I say, well, your son disrespected me, shouldn't she be like, okay? Whether she see it as disrespect or not, if I see it as disrespect, she should take it to that level.
Go ahead,
everybody feel like certain things are disrespectful. I feel like if you say yeah to me, that's disrespectful. Okay? My kids don't say yeah to me. My kids say yes, ma'am. You understand what I'm saying?
To you, but what about the other motherfucker?
What? They better say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and no, sir, to everybody. I don't play that shit.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Hold on. Me and you together, we in a relationship. You at work. I'm at home with the kids. You come home. I tell you, your son, let's say your middle son, the 16-year-old, he's feeling his balls now.
That
he ain't saying yes, sir, no, sir. He's saying, yeah, whatever, man. He called me man and dude. I tell you this. He says he didn't say it. Who you going to believe? You at work. You right there. As soon as you come in, I tell you, your son disrespecting me, calling me man and dude.
I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't never been in that situation that I had to deal with that, and I've been where I had a couple of people living with me, okay? And you know, I just thank God that I ain't never been in that situation. But me and my husband broke up a long time ago. So I've been really a single mama, okay? So I didn't raise mine, and everybody said I was too hard on mine because I'm from Baltimore, so I had to put my foot in their ass because I refuse for them to be thugs in the street and everything else. They're going to do something with themselves, okay? I believe in respect. You understand? So I ain't never had no problem. You know, I ain't like the average motherfucker because I know people that do. But I bust
you
my
should be a politician.
I come out the mouth. They come out the mouth wrong with me. I bust them in their fucking head.
Okay,
right.
That was a good way to do it though. But now I'm gonna tell you like this. And like I said, I know if don't nobody on this show tonight know me, time or know me. I done did everything that I possibly could to try to raise my daughters the best way that I could. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie and say that they ain't got no nasty bad habits. Hell, a lot of their nasty bad habits they picked up from me. But I'm gonna tell you now, my daughters, they grown. They grown now. And I'm going to tell you now, I bullshit you not, and I'm not saying this to be funny or nothing like this, but especially that oldest one, she's not going to call you ma'am. She's going to be like, girl, and that's just her. That's just the way she is. You could be like, she'd be like, girl, what you talking about? That's just, and the other two will follow suit right behind them. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, they're not going to walk up to you like, bitch, fuck you or nothing like that, but they got a mouth on them. They got mouths on them. And just like I know, Tyma's daughter has a mouth on her. You know what I'm saying?
The fuck she do?
They're not bad kids. It's just like, I mean, you know, they just got browns. They're our kids. They mimic us. And my daughter would tell
me
in a heartbeat. I mean, if you look on my post and you see anything that they write, the first thing they'll say is, we his kids. We act like him.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I have
about
four
what?
People.
I agree with you. Let me tell you something. I ain't saying my kids is 100, whatever, because they give me shit. But they don't get nobody else that. No goddamn adult. No nobody. I can take them anywhere, do whatever. They would never do that shit because they scared of what the fuck I would do to them. But they can, of course.
You got some angels then. I ain't never seen
them. No, I ain't say they ain't fucking angels. But they ain't going to disrespect no other adult. Trust me.
Okay, hold on, D. Okay, let's just say they don't disrespect me. But he's sitting around saying little slick shit to you while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you don't see nothing wrong with that?
Do I see something wrong with it? Of course. If they saying slick shit regardless, there's something wrong with it.
Right, but now, I mean, what you going
to
do?
But it ain't
you going to let them
keep it? My child. It's for me to check my child.
Okay, well, all right, check your child. You know what? Nah, you right. It ain't for me to check your child. But now,
right.
At the same time, you think I'm not going to be on my P's and Q's about your child? I mean, hell, my thing is this. Okay, hold on.
You know.
Listen. Listen, Linda, listen. Now.
But I got motherfucking proud with a motherfucker think they're going to discipline my child.
No,
you
but hold on. Hold on now. Listen. Now. Okay, that's just like, all right, you come over my house, you kicking it. You know, my daughter walk in, one of my daughters walk in, me and her having a conversation, and I mean, she getting slick with me. She saying some shit, and she's like, oh, Lord, my kids would never say that shit to me. I'll bust their motherfucking head. But she saying some slick shit to me, and I'm kind of like, girl, go on, take your ass on, go on, bye. Get on out the door. Now, you come around again. This is the ever flow of us. You see my daughter, my daughter saying some slick shit. You not gonna be on your guard for my daughter, cause you know it's
what you mean on guard.
What
does that mean on guard? This is my thing.
So
okay. If your relationship with your daughter is that y'all two have that type of relationship and y'all talk to each other like that, then that's between you and your daughter.
I'm not getting into no shit. Let me finish what I'm saying. I'm not getting into no shit between you and your daughter. You understand? That's your responsibility to check your daughter. That's your daughter.
Hold on.
You understand?
I'm not standing in a
relationship with no man that can't control their child. Because that ain't my child.
Okay, so,
thank you.
So why should I stay in a relationship with you if you can't control your child?
Oh, but I can
if you
control
talk about,
mine, though.
Well, no, hold on. No. You said my kids get they go there with me. So why
I
should I
stay
with you?
They have gone there with me before, yeah. They children. They
okay.
I'm not saying that they don't get smart or whatever. But what
all right, so I'm supposed to leave you. I was supposed to leave you because your kid says some slick shit?
No. You supposed to leave me if I don't take care of my children and they said some slick shit.
All right, but you just said yourself, yeah, they get smart with me, but they ain't going to get smart with nobody else. Okay, at that same point,
my children was perfect, and I said, no, they not perfect. They do shit to me because they children. All children do shit to their parents.
But you're an adult, though. Okay, wait, time out. This is my question
because I'm confused. At what point I'm the first to, I don't want to put my hands on anybody's kids. That's just me. I don't want to.
Right.
However, at what point of them being a part of your life gives them that right? Because they are helping you, in fact, raise
your kids or his kids, what, however you want to call it.
To me, ain't nobody putting their hands on my child. We're going to have that out from the gate.
See, I disagree. After a certain amount of time.
Everybody has their own thing, and I respect whatever decision that whoever makes, but nobody's going to put their hands on mine. I'm going to take care of mine. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm not going to put my hands on nobody else's children either. So that's just me. That's how I was raised. My mama didn't hit me. She could look at me, and I'm going to sit the fuck down. Like on some real shit. My dad, he would beat the shit out of me and my brother and sister. But my mama, she didn't hit me.
D, hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's going on, man? Mister.
What's up, bro?
Hey.
What's going on, man?
I just got one question.
Yeah, man, I was actually just having this conversation with my cousin not an hour ago before I even called into the line, but I got a question. I ain't looking for nobody to go 38 with me because I ain't trying to go 38 back with nobody else. But we were all raised in this generation where they always said, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. Cass, both you and I came up, same generation. Where when we
got in trouble in school, we
had to take that long walk to the principal's office, and if the principal say, put your hand in this seat, and I'm going to tap that butt real quick, we never told Mr. Horn we ain't taking no SWAT. I could never go home and tell my mama I got suspended from school because Mr. Horn said he was going to give me a SWAT, and I told him I wasn't taking it because if I did, I was going to get my ass whooped at home. I was going to get took back to school. Mr. Horn was going to put them SWATs on me. I was going to get back home, and I was going to get another ass whooped. I want to know, coming from a generation where my neighbors kept me in check, and they would get at me in that type of way, why is it that us that are raising kids today, we feel like can't nobody put their hands on our kid. But yet, we grew up in an era where people put their hands on us. They didn't do it to try and hurt us. They didn't do it with aggression or anything like that. They were just letting us know that we was out of pocket and we was doing wrong, and we was brought back home. And that person said to our mother, hey, I had to get at him. I seen him out there in the streets doing this. And my mother would say, thank you for bringing him home. But these women today, they like, oh, bitch, no, you didn't touch my damn kid. Look, all they doing is the same thing that was going on with us. And where did it become wrong? That's what I want to understand.
Let me ask you a question. When you say Mr. Horn, are you talking about the Tolleston band teacher?
Yeah.
That Mr. Horn?
Yes. Hell yeah.
I'm talking about Mr. Horn,
okay.
The band teacher. That's right.
Okay. He swatted me a couple times in my life.
I agree with everything you're saying. All it's just this principal thing. I got my ass whipped by many neighbors on many motherfucking blocks, but I drew the line with that motherfucking ruler, and my mama condoned that. You're not call me up there. I'm gonna pat on my chest. I don't know, Mama. That's where my mama drew the line at.
Her 22nd birthday just passed a couple of months ago.
You know what? Shut up.
She don't count. She don't count.
Right, like she grew up in our era.
Right.
No, that question was aimed at
me. I may not have grew up in your era, but my mama was raised in the era which raised us that way. But, I mean, she didn't know the principles. Teachers like that for them to be whooping my ass. I don't know you like that.
No, but you know what? No, for real, though. All bullshit aside, like Mr. said, I mean, me and him, we graduated together and we went to school together. And I'm going to tell you this, and this is my opinion. I feel like this is why our generation is so fucked up, because everybody, you know what?
I believe
we hate it We hate it the way that we was raised. Oh, now we'll never raise our kids the way that our mothers raised, our mothers and fathers raised us. So we slacked off. We slacked off at our generation, I ain't saying no one in particular person, but our generation slacked off and we fucked up. That's why this crime, these murders, these motherfucking robberies, this shit is at an all-time fucking high right now because motherfuckers there was never no discipline there. There's no discipline there. Ain't nobody telling these motherfuckers that it's right or wrong. Motherfuckers, like you said, if I broke into Mr. Daddy's car, his daddy was going to whoop my ass, take me home, I'm going to get my ass whooped again, and then whoever else on the block, that's the guy, you're going to walk that block of shame. Now, my son ain't being shit. Well, why the fuck would I bring your son home and lie on him if I caught him red-handed? Don't put your hands on my motherfucking child. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you done. Don't put your hands on my child. You lucky, because if it was a total stranger, what a total stranger would have did is shot the shit out of his ass. I whooped his ass and brought him home to you.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate on that. And you know, my dad, I hear the stories of my dad talking about, just like you saying, this one beat his ass, that one beat his ass, whatever. But unfortunately my dad married my mom and my mom didn't grow up like that. Okay, my mom grew up in a household that was not like that. They got punished, they got whatever. My mom didn't believe in beating, okay? So I grew up in a household where mama don't believe in beating. Daddy said he gonna beat somebody's ass, whatever, but I'm my mama's only child. My brothers and sisters is my daddy. So anyway, with that being said, my mama didn't whip my ass. I didn't get in trouble from this one and that one. Wasn't nobody allowed to whip me and all the rest of that shit. I came up in the inner city. You understand? So my views are a little different than yours because everybody whips your ass and you think it's good. Now, I am a strong believer as y'all.
But D, can I stop you 1 second? Wait a minute, D, just let me stop you 1 second. But now, ain't you a dominatrix beating everybody's ass right now?
That's a sexual preference. That's a sexual preference. That ain't like shit to do with what I'm talking about.
Let me ask you a question.
Goddamn, Deacon. Calm down, Deacon.
Let me ask you a question. All right, listen to me. Listen to me, D. Pay attention to what I say. Listen to me.
Yes.
Okay, we together. You already got kids. We married. You say your kids talk slick to you. Okay, so now, let's say I punch your son in the chest for talking slick to you because you are my wife. You got a problem with that?
You motherfucking right.
I'm your husband.
Wow.
I'm your husband. I'm helping you raise these little bad motherfuckers.
But guess what, though? That's why before you get married, you had some conversation. Okay?
I understand that. I'm tired of him talking slick to you.
He's been doing this shit for our whole marriage.
Hold on. I said my child is not no angel. They have talk slick. They have whatever. I didn't say it's a fucking ongoing thing. So get the fuck out of here with all that, oh, your child did this and whatever.
Calm down.
It's not personal. These are hypotheticals.
You ain't cracking me with no whip tonight.
Hold on, dog. You know what? What I'm seeing now, D, you just a dominant motherfucker. You just got to dominate every situation.
You know what? I'm not even going there with you, but I have an issue
I see that now. You have to dominate every situation. But, D, I love you, baby. I love you with all my heart. But you can't dominate.
I'm fucking you and them damn kids up. Fuck that. I'm beating everybody else in
there. Nigga, if you would fuck me up, you would wake up and pinch your goddamn self. Trust me.
No, the hell I won't. I wish you would say, if I punched your son in the motherfucking chest for showing his
ass,
I wish you would say something to me.
We would be in a fight. Oh, my bad.
Y'all. I'm fighting everybody in the goddamn house, goddammit. One of us, somebody in this motherfucker going to lose.
I done been with somebody, you know what I'm saying? And my kids done had a problem with something going on or whatever. They never disrespected the person. They came to me and be like, my yo, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, what's up with blah, blah, blah,
I'm
blah.
I'm saying he disrespecting you. He disrespecting you. And as your man, your husband, you expect me to protect you. Whether from your kids or a strange motherfucker on the street.
I don't need no protection from my kids to protect you
as your man.
No, look, not for my kids.
My job.
Hold on, let it go. No. You can't do that with D. D runs everything. That's her MO. She got to run everything. She don't run it, it ain't right.
You know what?
Hold on now, D, am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong.
I mean, I run my shit. I mean, that ain't a lie.
I disagree with the whole my husband punched me. I disagree. I ain't going to feel some type of way, this, that, and the other, but damn sure I ain't going to check him in front of my child.
No, I don't ever in front of children anyway. What goes on between adults ain't the child business.
I'm just saying, as a mother, anyone putting their hands on my child. It could be their daddy. It's not even a problem. It just makes me feel, I don't know, it's just that mother instinct, that nature to protect. It makes me feel some type of way. I'll let it happen because I know it needs to happen. But it does make me feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather leave. Go ahead.
I just wanted to throw in a scenario. All right. Everybody watch. Good, everybody watch Good Times. Remember that episode on Good Times when Michael brought home the bully?
Oh, yeah.
Now, James pays James pays the in that house. That boy brought his butt over to James' house. He got out of pocket in James' house. James laid down the Big Mac on him. Was James wrong?
Was
James wrong?
I mean, that's how they get down. I'm not gonna say if James was wrong or not, he wouldn't have beat my child. But see, they wasn't in my house, so I can't control that.
Hold on one second. I think we got Marley Ma. Marley Ma, is that you?
What's going on, everybody? It's Marley Ma in the house.
There go my man, Marley Ma. I ain't heard from my man in a minute.
Somebody touch me, I'm fucking them up.
It's not you, man. It's the kid.
I'm a G.
Ain't nobody gonna touch you. It's you touching the kid.
No, fuck them kids.
It's you beating D son ass for getting out of pocket. Fuck around beating Q D, man. I'd be in prison fucking with her, dog.
Shit.
I'd be in prison like a motherfucker.
How you gonna be in prison?
I'd be killed everybody in goddamn house.
You
gonna check me for beating your son ass?
They ain't gonna have this conversation. We all gonna have this already understood. Just you don't put your hands on my child. So,
yeah,
that shit is late.
Hold on, y'all. Now, D, I don't mean no dis. I mean, I ain't trying to say no. If we had this conversation and you tell me, well, you know, my son got to come live with us, this, that, and other, but shit, you ain't gonna discipline my child. Your son can't, I mean, I'm not finna move in with you.
What you mean my son
right
can't come live with us? How old is my son?
No, I'm saying, see, you keep thinking about your kid.
My son?
We know your motherfucking kid,
saying.
Bro.
Ain't no, I'm talking about if this child is grown, they ain't living with me no motherfucking way. So that's not
D,
fine.
D, have you been drinking tonight? What the hell is wrong with you?
We
just had a hypothetical conversation.
Because my child ain't going to come live with nobody. He already lived with me. If you coming into the situation, you going to know what it is. You not putting your hand on my child.
Well, first of all, First of all, D, I'm not going to come live with you any goddamn way.
We're
going to go get our own.
Because you was. Okay. Well.
No.
You can't put your motherfucking hand on my child. Okay, just listen here.
D, you cannot touch her kids. Just leave it in your book.
But D, you know what? We ain't got to worry about our kids. I'm just going to fuck D and leave. That's all.
However, I see a lot of men having a problem with that. If they're actually stepping in and raising a kid, I see a lot of men having a problem with that. And furthermore, let's take it deeper. He's stepping in and helping you raise yours, and 9 times out of 10, his ain't there. And you gonna tell me what I? Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, all right.
Hold on, y'all. I know we've been joking, and D, you know I love talking shit, but y'all love getting you riled up. I love your accent, especially when you get amped up. But now on some real shit though. You know, I mean us. As adults, full fledged adults. We're not young women. We're not young men. We some old motherfuckers. Everybody, but delightful young ass. But you know, we ain't gonna, you know, have
to. Really? That's what we gonna do? Don't hate because I'm the freshest thing.
Oh, punk motherfucker. I know I'm robbing the cradle.
Huh? Oh. Nevertheless. But I'm just saying, though, for real, D, on some real shit, I hear what you're saying. I understand that you're saying, you know, but at the same time, but now, let me ask you a straight-up question, though. This is a real question, D, all jokes aside. Me and you get together, And like he said, I'm helping you raise your kid. I mean, you know what I'm saying? My money is your money. Your money is my money. That's our money. What we, you know, whatever he or she needs, you know, we got that. This is us. But now, we all know as adults, kids get out of line. Kids do get out of line. No matter what, I mean, I don't give a fuck how much you say they don't. Kids get out of line. I mean, and you see that, you see my heart is pure. You see that I love your child. I love your child like my own. And your child get out of line with me. I can't put him back in line. I mean, I ain't saying beating or choking or fucking up like that, but shit. I mean, if he got out of line with me, shit, I'm going to put him back in line. You going to really have a problem with me?
Okay, you can put him back in line without putting your hands on him.
Okay, so now what if he... Okay, so now, okay, D, and like I said, we hypothetically speaking. So don't get to talk about, well, my kids don't do this, my kids don't do that, my fuck that, my... Don't do that right now. Let's just say your child jumped out of line and he swung on me. What am I supposed to do?
Did she say
me? You got life fucked up. You got life fucked up. Now I'm with time now. I will fuck you and your son up. I'm not
with you. Oh, man. I love y'all. This shit's hilarious.
Look.
Hey,
Don't y'all mind. Don't y'all know D got to be in control? This is the same woman who said that she won't even let nobody hit missionary. She got to be on top.
Okay, yeah, tell them about it.
Exactly. Hell, me and her had it out last time. She said she wouldn't even let me hit missionary. She said she got to be on top.
Back, the fuck?
See what I'm saying? She in control. She ain't
really
talking to you.
And I mean, you know what I'm saying? So let's just keep it real that you got a control issue. Don't make it seem like niggas is just trying to just fuck your kids up and all that. This whole thing boils down to your control issue.
Exactly.
This don't have nothing to do with my control. I just don't believe in people putting their hands on my kids. That's all.
Then you don't believe in getting fucked on your back. So you don't believe in getting fucked on your back. You feel like what I'm saying is this. For a motherfucker to say, I can't get fucked on my back, is you out your goddamn mind?
Exactly. You going to put me in the damn Me Too movement because I fucked you in your back.
You going to tell me what time? If I flip your leg one way, you don't do it. Bitch, if you don't lay your ass down, I'll hurt you.
Shit. I personally think being on my back is the most comfortable position, but, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm just
saying. But we know you don't. Look, I've had extensive conversations with you. We know you don't.
You're out your fucking mind.
You done X'd out the whole missionary position.
Exactly. That had me tearing up a little bit. I said, damn.
Motherfucker would tell me you ain't all. You can't
that,
fuck
that, that,
me
that's
like
a,
this.
That's the first way you learn how to have sex. You want to ask the shit out.
Oh well, your ass. Shit.
Yeah. I ain't had no issues. I'm just saying.
Well, dude, I mean, you know what? And I'm
so
not
wait a minute. Wait. Time out. And I probably already know the answer to this. So you mean to tell me why you're in the middle of this hot, deep shenanigans, should he happen to flip your ass, still in, you gonna cut it off right then and there?
If you flip me, I'm gonna move. Like it ain't happening.
Lord.
How the fuck do you even move?
Okay.
I'm not telling you
like
I dominate this. It's not happening.
Y'all ever seen y'all seen Baby Boy when he told he mm-hmm. cocked back and said, bitch, you move again, I'll knock your ass out. Yeah, I wish you would. Shut your mother. D, D, I love you, baby, but D, I better choke the shit out of you. You better go. And
how you gonna do all that with your hands tied up?
D, don't move too fast. You know, sometimes you might tear, you might flip somewhere else trying to move and get away. Just be careful, baby.
Yeah,
I didn't been on my side, you know what I mean, with my leg over, so I'm kind of controlling what's going on, but I don't even fucking around with my back. I ain't even something.
And that's all I had to control is you in the bedroom. Baby, you got me beat to some XXX powers.
Damn, B. I just killed the whole threesome thing, huh?
I ain't getting on my back. The fuck?
Yeah, you stay your ass in Baltimore. The fuck?
Huh? Fuck the hell? I mean,
you know what? How the hell? Why do women always say the fuck after a fucking sentence like y'all said something slick? That ain't slick. That was just wrong. Ain't nothing slick about what you said. The fuck? The fuck?
My thing is, I ain't had no issues. I ain't lacking nothing, boo. I'm just saying, you know, to each his own. And everybody who say, and I'm going to do be the same motherfucker like, okay, yes, ma'am. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am. Whatever you say, B.
See, that's your problem. But then here's a motherfucker that don't want nobody to touch shit, but she want to beat on every damn body. You got issues. You need a psychiatrist.
Why you got to put the beating into it?
That's what we've been talking about for the past hour.
I'm talking about why you got to put the beating into the sex part. Why I always got to be beaten? But some people enjoy pain. I actually just got this thing ordered. I'm gonna show you when it comes, but it has my name engraved in it. It got Mistress Delicious in it, and it's a
you bought a paddle
nice
with that. You didn't send me the wing to it. You a petty motherfucker. I was trying to keep the shit on the low low until it get here. You ain't shit.
Wait a minute, didn't I hook you up already, though? You got a whole bunch of stuff.
It don't matter.
Shit.
I would have had that, too, had you told me. You ain't shit. We ain't friends no more.
Look, somebody, you know, graced me with it. So, you know, I got to, you know, be like, can you make another one for somebody else?
I'm just saying, if you want to make up our friendship, I appreciate that link in my inbox, like, in the next 10
minutes.
It's
not a link. It's somebody I know. They making them.
Okay, can I just text you what I need on mine?
Okay. If you want to flog her, I want to know who you going to flog. Can you take a picture?
Don't worry about all that. Just get it made.
Okay. I got
it. Like I said, I ain't got kids.
It's a nice
pattern on my back for nothing. Shit, I ain't no motherfucker. I ain't. Fuck all that.
I just got this nice. I got the over the door thing. Did you have that? Huh?
The swing. The over
the
door
the
swing.
Not the swing. It's over the door, and then you put it over the door, and then their hands are bound on the top of the door.
I got that, but mine's on my bed, but you can put it on the door as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, the one on my bed don't move. I ain't moving that one.
I ain't took mine out either. It's just sitting there. Too much work. But you know, I done became like this loyalty customer to Adam and Eve. So like every day, like three times a day, they send me free shit. They order $17 worth of products, get this free shit. So this week has been like the free over the door sex wing glass wands. And man, they be trying to get me. I have to, you know, stay out my email occasionally because this would be broke.
But if you put that wand on that goop, oh my god. Them niggas
put the wand on the
dumb.
What? Wait a minute, wait, back up. Put the wand on the what?
You know the gooch, like the place in between the line in between, you know, between the butt and the
Put
the wand there. I'll put the wand there.
I'm not
not used the wand on that person yet, but I'll let you know.
I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You just right, tell me how that worked out for you.
We didn't win no weed in the fuck out of here because y'all motherfuckers so crazy.
Yeah, y'all don't win.
Why are we crazy? Y'all don't like toys? Y'all don't like toys?
I mean, I'm asking because there are
some men who don't really care for toys. I'm just asking.
You ain't putting nothing on my tank.
What? I can't.
I'll be damned.
I can't put the wine on your balls.
Yo, on the balls, but not in the tank. Yeah, you just, that's,
okay,
that's
but
pressure.
It don't go
that's
in the
pressure.
Tank. See, it goes right underneath the ball. Like your ball sit on top of the
jar. Yeah, right there. On that part that is naked, y'all go crazy. On that part right there.
No, she gonna give you one of them hydro shots.
Exactly. Exactly, and then when you nut too dang on fast, they're looking at you like, damn, you sorry, nigga.
I'm a firm believer. Listen to me. I'm a firm believer. If my mouth is planted deep throat milk and that wine right there, you ain't gonna move. I believe you gonna stay still.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Test
that theory.
Sam, get us out of here. These motherfuckers crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You almost made me spit my
all
wine
right,
out.
Alright, Delilah, you got any last words?
It has been very enjoyable. Please stop being bitter baby mamas and quit making me look sad. Till next week.
That's what's up. Marley, what you got?
Yeah, another good show. I'll listen to it when I get back in the truck. Going on Cincinnati Radio. Send some more pictures, y'all. Y'all been slipping. I'm talking to
you. You've been slipping, obviously.
Right. You've been slipping. Now
you're right.
That's gone, dog. That is CincinnatiRadioShow.com. It's cease and desist.
God damn. How's this on?
I mean, look here, man. I'm gonna throw it out there. Nobody was going on there. Nobody was doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? All it was a bunch of money coming out of my pocket, man. And hey, all
right.
Well, nobody
well,
gonna do
can,
nothing about it. I was just wasting money.
Uh huh. They can go ahead and direct message me on Instagram, M_ Armstead.
Watch your mind. I got like five Facebook groups. Come holler at me.
This nigga just trying to plug his Instagram. Like, fuck, all right, fuck this thing. I'm going in. Wow.
Then they go chime in when I got five Facebook groups. Like, she ain't got like 15 of them.
Right, like, everybody just like, fuck y'all.
She got Facebook groups and underground groups.
Like, fuck y'all. Stop. Simon, you should feel just as offended as I do. Fuck y'all shit. Fuck it. Go to the next motherfucking place.
I'll be representing Sin City all the time. You already know that. I
pull
up.
This is always Marley, man. I'm gonna come in 10 minutes before the show ends.
And start some shit.
We're gonna keep it moving,
look,
man.
I was asleep. The light will hit me like, where you at? I was like, oop.
They was about to attack me. I couldn't go solo. I'm like, where the fuck everybody at?
We gonna keep it moving, y'all. Mister, you got any last words?
Not very much so, but ain't been doing a lot of talking, but y'all see the thing. I've been doing a whole lot of listening. Y'all get me through the night. I'm here every Wednesday.
You should chime in more often.
That's what's up. Because, what he said made a whole bunch of sense.
I think her.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
All right, who we got?
D.
Yeah.
Miss, nobody better put their hands on my kids. You got any last words?
That's right. Yes, nobody put their hands on my kids. Next time, give me a heads up for the show start. I won't be late. Peace out. Holler at me.
All right, what you got, man?
All right, y'all, check this out. Ben City Radio Show. I'm so used to saying that shit. BenCityRadioShow.com is now, it's on hiatus. Not to say that it won't come back, but right now it's on hiatus. So, keep on following us through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever y'all gonna do, and we'll let y'all know. But next episode, next week. Sin City the Movie, episode 3, next week.
Hey.
Yay!
Turn on.
That's what's
yeah.
up.
I want to
All right, thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling. And thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, head grease. God bless. Good night. Next week, people.
Good night.
Peace.
Deuces.